Welcome back to Undeveloped. I'm Jake, and today I have a special guest.
AV Zhang.
And today I wanted to get into AV's rap career and just he has some shit he wants to talk about, get off his chest, because we've just been talking over this break, and we'll just get into it. AV, I met you at my house. You came over when I was having a Spy Kids marathon.
Yeah, we came over, showed up to the pool. Dude, you kicked my nose when we were diving in the pool. That was funny as hell.
Yeah, knocked the shit out of you. You were in the pool, and I tried doing a flip, and I just kneed you.
That was wild. But yeah, let's stay on topic. So with the music thing, I guess throughout high school, I had like this vision. Definitely just being an Asian American kid in Cary, North Carolina. You don't really get too many dreams because, you know, most of us have the parents behind our back.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not from the hood where we have to scramble coins and dollars just to get food. So, like, in a way, I saw it as, like, I cannot get into this game because I don't have this certain way of life or certain way of foundation. But mm-hmm. I see so much interest in it because I love music. I love flowing with rhythm. I love the beats and everything that goes behind it. Like, it's just so... Like, once you break it down, everything about music is so beautiful. And, like, I had so much fun doing it. And, like, I guess I just wanted to get into it. But, like, I didn't know if I had a future with it. Because, like, even me, I can't be hypocritical. I pull up a phone, I listen to a black artist, period. And If I feel like the next few songs, I'll switch up to, like, different vibe, depending on what person. But for most people these days, you go on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, the first artist you listen to, it's probably a black artist, and it's probably hip-hop, right? So I was just thinking, like, I can try it as hard as I can, and I can be better than Rich Brian, but look at where Rich Brian is. First, he was Rich Chigga, couldn't even use the word Chigga because people got offended. Then it changed to Rich Brian, and then now he's not even, like, that much well-known. Everyone just knows that song, That Stick. It's not consistent because people don't, like, see it and, like, oh, I fuck with it. It's, like, more like, I see it, it's dope. I'm listening to Future now. Well, Migos, Lil Baby, Future, or Drake. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was fun, and I really enjoyed it, but it was mostly the part where I'm, like, I kind of, like, saw doubt in the future. Because, like, you can grind super hard, but then, I don't know. I guess I just didn't want to get to a place where I'm, like, whoa. Like, I'm actually an artist right now, but, like, I'm comparing myself to other artists, and it just goes down to, like, race.
I mean, shit, I feel like if you kept at it, you see Nav, he's like the first real Indian rapper, and like, he's setting precedence. I feel like if you kept going at it, you don't have to worry about all those other guys. You can just focus on your grind and like, get yourself known.
I feel you. For sure, for sure. I feel like another big thing was just like, having a story to tell. Because like, if I was from the hood, like Compton, California, I could have said something, and I could have had a story, but like, living in Cary, like, that's not much of a story. I mean, like, my life is pretty interesting, like, moving from Brooklyn, North Carolina to South Carolina and then to North Carolina and just, like, being in different places and getting different vibes. Like, I'll be saying what's popping, what's good, you feel me? But I'll also be like, hey, y'all, how's it going?
Yeah.
So it's like the different way that I grew up, I can tell my story, but it's not, like, the culture of where hip-hop is originated from.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Do you want to actually listen to a song that I never released? I just had in my Google Drive for like the past 2.5 years.
I mean, yeah, go for it.
All right. But yeah, like a lot of this is like, I'll just be like screwing around, but like I can't tell myself to post it because like I'll be worrying about the numbers, the views, and like the outcome instead of just like letting it flow. Because like I just overthink a lot and like I like to organize stuff. And like when I don't see results, I just kind of like back up because I'm like, this ain't going to work. I'm going to jump to some stuff. But yeah. Can you hear this?
Yeah.
How's the quality?
Pretty good.
All right, cool. This one's called Gucci Behaviors. And do you know Ferris from Green Hope? He graduated last year.
I think so, yeah.
He's on the song.
Oh, no. Too busy stacking the paper. We split my neighbors, watch your tone. Got your girl on some Gucci behaviors. She calling, go pick up the phone. I'm too busy stacking the paper. We split my neighbors, watch your tone. And this is Ferris on the first verse. If that pussy good, I buy that bitch with bottles. Dripping down, bitches, put jean bottles. We not with the Gucci, I'm Jay in Chicago. A grade of 400 tracks in the Tahoe. Remember the nights when I really ain't having a rainy day. The quality is really good.
My pen is rose gold. I'm dripping in puddle, I'm gonna need the boat. And then back to me on the chorus.
That's
I'm too busy stacking that paper. Respect my name, best watch the tone. Let the girl on some Gucci behaviors. And then, this is me on the verse. Never rocking clean days, now I'm pulling up 6 deep to the scene. We used to own your band, not this book, I'm getting paid, pay the price for my bands. All my worst behavior, I'ma call you later. Cop a double G belt, give it to my brother. Respect my mother, birth to a dribble. Y'all just following the bus, you gon' throw me under. If you ain't talk like a cash, I'ma have to say hush. And with the facts on the Mercedes, you gon' get the rush. And left on the edge, I'ma listen to my death. Baby girl, it's just mad, but let's get this bad. I've been really rocking solo. Pacific codeine with the cone. On my eyes on, I've been down low. She calling up, pick up the phone. And the song with the chorus again. She calling up, pick up the phone. I'm too busy stacking the paper. Respect my name, best watch your tone. And your girl has a Gucci behaviors. She calling up, pick up the phone. I'm too busy stacking the paper. Respect my name, best watch your tone. And your girl has a Gucci behaviors. What you think?
That was clean. I like it. You still got it. I don't know why you don't continue and like release that shit.
I don't know, man.
Dude, no, listen, this is how I was thinking about like this whole podcast and shit. Like, I mean, I could put my heart out and try to get this podcast to become like the biggest shit, which I've been trying to do. But like, we have this break where we don't really have anything. We have an excuse to just sit at home and do whatever we want, like work on whatever we want. You just take this time. We have like another month. Take this month. Just grind, perfect your shit, and then, like, I feel like you could get somewhere.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Because, like, I dropped it now, and then I even got some judgment. I'd be like, yo, chill, like, I'm just bored. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if people are like, oh, your podcast is whack, I'm like, and? Like, some people are enjoying it. I'm enjoying making it. It's giving me something to do.
Yeah. I'm about to text my buddy Ashwin. Shout out, Ashwin. Do you know him from Panther Creek?
No, I'm not sure.
He used to be one of my old-time producers. Dude, kid's so fucking talented. Went out to California for the school arts to become a producer.
That's sick.
But yeah, no, I feel you. I guess it's all on the grind and like not caring about the not caring about the destination, but caring about the journey. You feel me?
Exactly. Yeah. Was it interesting when you were doing it? Like, did you ever like have concerts or anything crazy like that?
No, I didn't go that far. I just kind of saw it more of an opportunity as to blow up, and I didn't really care to get famous, but more like the money part. Like, I care about money like a lot, so like I could care less about being famous, but like you have to be famous in order to get that money, so that's why like I got so caught up on clout and shit like that. So that's why I've been chilling down a little bit and like not really getting to all that clout. And like, yeah, it got into my head as a fucking sophomore in high school, but now I'm a freshman in college, and I'm just like, you know, life is different. You got different perspectives. You grow out of your interest and shit.
Like, money's great and money gets you like where you want to be, but it's like the journey, like,
right,
of doing that. It's like, well, you don't get a job that pays a lot that you don't enjoy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, don't get me wrong, I've always wanted to be on a stage and perform one of my best, like, favorite songs to like people that actually fuck with it and don't like don't care that, oh, it's Asian rapper, I just fuck with the song, you know.
Yeah, I got you. That'd be sick.
Yeah, I don't know if it happens one day, that'd be pretty dope, but I don't know. But got my mind stirred up thinking about my doing it again. Because I haven't heard that song ever, and I just listened to it, and I was like, wait, shit.
Yeah, that was fire. Even the beat, like, every part of it was good. The chorus.
Asian Gunna or something like that.
You wanted to talk about, like, being Asian, yeah, Asian around
American.
Here.
Yep. It kind of depends where you are, right? So, Asian American, you always have a certain stereotype. Same as Hispanic Americans, African Americans, but there's different like levels to it. African Americans, like, they've obviously have fought for their rights and everything, but Asian people, we kind of just like chill, do our own thing. Like, we don't go out in public and like start a riot about like more Asian rights and shit like that. But I guess African American people have like the right to do that because they've been, you know, shitted on in the past.
Yeah.
But with Asian American people, it's just like we have this, like, how do I say it? Like, it's pinned at a location where everyone knows that that's the perspective, and there's no other perspective. Because with like African American people, yeah, everyone's like, oh, you look like you're from the hood or something like that. But our fucking 46 or 40 something president was black, Obama.
It's like, yeah, Obama.
Yeah, there's different perspectives. But then with Asian people, it's just like, oh, you must be smart. You about to be a doctor or be a lawyer. No one looks at an Asian person and be like, oh, I think you could be like an artist or a dancer or maybe like an Asian American comedian. No one thinks about that. Oh, you belong as a doctor. You belong as a lawyer. You belong as a financer at Wall Street, something like that. It's always this preconceived like judgment of Asian American people, right? Mm-hmm. So with that, kids like me, let's say I was like a freshman or sophomore in high school, wanted to be a rapper. That was one of my dreams. That's what shot me down, because it all comes back to race. No matter how people want to say, oh, I'm not racist, or like, I don't see this as racist. As a whole, society is racist.
Yeah, society shapes race.
Right. Individually, you're not racist, but as a society, it's racist. And that's what hinders certain things that certain people want to do. And that's where I wanted to get back and how it ties to music. If I ever become a famous rapper, I want to make sure like my topic or like my main idea or like my purpose is to show Asian American kids, boy or girl, don't matter, that you don't have to be a doctor what your parents tell you. You don't have to go to college. I'm in college because I wanted to get a degree just in case, because I didn't want to be a rapper. I didn't see that as like a possible thing. And it's possible, but I didn't see it as like realistic, you know? So that's why I went the college route. But some kids, they just really wish they didn't go to college and want to try hard to be a rapper, but they can't because of this preconceived, you know, preconceived racial bias through people. And I guess if I was ever like a famous rapper, my message would just be like, yo, you can be whatever you want as an Asian American. Shoot your shot, but always make sure you put respect on our culture. That's what Black people do, and that's why hip hop is so famous. They put respect on their culture. Asian people, we have not progressed in music, not at all. Yeah, there's like Rich Brian and there's like Rice Gum, but like, but like,
who's the guy that rapped with Ski Mask?
I'm not sure. Other Asian artists, like, I watched this remix on YouTube the other day, and it said the Wox, or the Wok instead of the Box. It was the Box Ready Rich remix, but it was by this Asian dude, and it's like something I cooked in the Wok or something like that, and it's just like, but like, you cannot be
you're not.
You're just, you cannot be more creative than make a song just for it to get 4 million views, but you're talking shit about your own culture, not even talking shit and making fun, but still, it's like not respectful at all. And that's what I'm trying to get to. Like, that has no progression in our culture as Asian Americans. And it has no progression in like what kids are going to like feel like, especially middle schoolers. They're going to grow up in middle school. And like, for me personally, when I was in middle school, I got bullied. I had a rat tail and everything because my Asian culture, and it was considered like lucky to have a rat tail. And people would pull on it and just like straight up bully me, right? And I don't really care about that anymore, because I changed myself to like, I ain't trying to be cocky, but like, I've basically shifted myself from being that kid that got bullied in middle school to try to be like one of the baddest Asians anyone can meet. Like, my goal for every single person that meets me is like, oh shit, I fuck with that Asian person. I've never met another Asian person like that before. You feel
me? Yeah, exactly.
That's my goal for every person I meet. And that's when it ties to music too, because I can say stuff about my experiences of being like bullied, and like, I feel like a lot of Asian kids like anywhere have the same experience, and I just have a voice for them, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. You see like kids looking up to like LeBron James, or like they look up to Drake or something like that. I want some kids look up, like, I want to look up to AZ, or I want to look up to this Asian like actor. I don't know,
or
Asian athlete. Like, even that, like, there's not even a single full Asian NFL player. And there, I mean, there's like Yao Ming and Jeremy Lin, but like, still, like, I don't know, it's just not saturated enough. And I feel like this is a prime time for someone in the age of me and the looks of me and like the mind of me and the intentions of me to have a voice.
Mm-hmm. Music as a whole is such a good platform and like brings people together. Like, you go to a concert, like a Kendrick concert, and there's white people, Black people, Asian people, Indian people. Like, it just, music just brings people together. So like, if you were to get big and be like, yo, I'm Asian, I can do whatever I want, I don't have to follow these stereotypes, people are going to see that. And children in like even elementary school are going to see that and be like, shit, I'm going to do what I want to do. It doesn't have to be rap, but I'm not just going to fall to the stereotype. You know, it gives them a more open mind.
And like, I've been thinking about it, and I really want to see if I could be like the Asian Marshmallow, but like not be like Marshmallow and hide his face, because I always obviously want people to see like who I am.
Yeah, yeah. Like, DJ.
But I was thinking about like doing the DJ part and like dubstep music, like shit with bass drops, because like rap is so strictly like pinpointed at African American people, so it's hard to get saturated in that game. Steve Aoki, he's Asian. He does DJ and makes millions of dollars. Marshmallow, he's Caucasian. It don't matter. Because DJ is DJ. It doesn't have a specific, race to it.
Yeah, exactly. Like DJ Kenny and shit.
Right.
Kenny Beats.
And then, like, I feel like that would be, like, very interesting. But then that's, like, a whole nother spectrum. Rap is, like, all right, you find a producer. He can usually mix or engineer. And then you just spit the bars and write the words down, make them sound good and flow good. But with DJing, you have to find, like,
the equipment is so expensive. Equipment,
learn how to make beats, and then, yeah. It's a whole different spectrum. But like, I thought about it because it kind of cancels out the fact that, like, all right, I have to start by acknowledging that I'm Asian, trying to go into the African-American game, you know?
Yeah. If you need someone to talk to about DJing, my friend Jackson, he's from Australia. He's a really good DJ.
Really?
Does he live here? Yeah, he lives around here. He does, like, part like low-key shit, but he's good. He DJed at one of my birthday parties, and he was lit.
Hell yeah. Was it more, like, mixes between, like, songs that are already made or, like, his own, like, sounds?
It was – I mean, he says he's done, like, mixes like that, but it was mainly just music that we knew because he just wasn't trying to, like,
it was a bum party. Us out.
I mean, yeah.
I gotcha.
How do you feel about, like, artists or, like, athletes endorsing clothes and shit? Like, do you think – like, who does it better, if you know what I mean, like, if that makes sense?
Definitely athletes.
Yeah, I agree.
Clothing. I started a, I had a website with clothing through dropshipping, Shopify. But, like, clothing is so hard unless you're already famous and branded yourself. Like, I tried selling clothing on a website, but I didn't even make that much money compared to, like, let's say Nelk Boys, who just have, like, full-set shirts. And like,
how much do you make
from the website with shirts? I made like less than $200.
Oh, damn. And that's a lot of time and effort you gotta put into that.
Go to the website. And I was like, well, this is not going anywhere because, like, I was just taking clothes from, well, here's the process. You take an item from AliExpress, import it to your own website, and then, like, you change the name and price and stuff like that. That's how Spotify works. And I did. But then it's just like, I didn't brand my own products because that costs a lot of money. But even if I branded my own products, that brand has no, like, popularity. So, like, with Nelk Boys and, like, Full Send, like, even, like, Supreme, there's already, like, a previous population – or not population, popular
view to it.
And then the brand is, like – the product is its own brand, not, like, oh, you have to brand it – you have to brand your brand and then you have products.
That's kind of like the whole podcast thing. Like, most podcasts that, like, you go on Apple Music or whatever, or not, like, Apple Podcasts, it's all, like, famous people. Like, Zayn and Heath from, like, David Dobrik's vlogs. Yeah. They already had a huge following. They made a podcast, first podcast, number one trending, 15 million views. But it's, like, different for people like me who are just starting out and have no following at all and have to kind of, like, build it from the ground up. So I know you mean. It's, like, it's difficult.
How do you make money from a podcast?
You can make money from a podcast by adding ads. Like, if I added an ad to each one of my videos, I'd only make like $15. So it's not worth damaging the flow of the podcast just to make a quick $15.
You get paid based on views?
Yeah. So it's every 1,000 views, depending. So if I add a sponsor that was $15, but every 1,000 views, I get whatever that sponsor's paying me. So that's how, like, the big guys, if they're getting a sponsor that's paying them $30 for every 1,000 views, and they're getting a million. They're making fucking bank per video.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I have like 450 total views out of all mine, and my thing is $15 per 1,000. So I'd make like $7 or $8 as of right now.
It's not too bad. At least you're making money or getting some reward out of the time.
Yeah. What would you do? What would the first thing you buy if you made a shit ton of money? I'm guessing a car, like a nice-ass car.
I wouldn't buy anything. I'd invest it.
Oh, that's a smart... I'm just saying, like, if you... That's a smart thing to say, but, like, if you were just going to fucking go all out, what would you buy?
A house, because it's a purchase, but it's also an investment.
I agree with that one. I'd go house as well.
And then some whips.
Yeah. Bro, I'm a huge car guy. Nowhere.
Fucking low price. My lease is about to end on the Mercedes, so I'm trying to see if I can get like a muscle car. Thinking between a Challenger, all 2020, Challenger, Mustang, or I like the Camaro, but like it's just so weird.
Yeah, no, I agree. The Camaro's interior for like at least like the 2012s to like 2016s, the interior they don't really focus on, so it's kind of whack.
The Camaro, I saw a video on it, has like the tiniest elbow compartment. But I'm trying to like figure that out because I'm trying to like have a cheaper car, but also like a cool ass car and a fun ass car to drive.
Yeah, like with my car, we went shopping for a shit ton. I was about to get a Lexus, and then we went to this the dealership and we found this Mustang, used 2018 with only 2,000 miles for the used price. So we copped that, and right when I got that Mustang, I got addicted to buying shit for it.
How much was the used price?
24.
That's not bad at all.
No, so for like a 2018.
How many months are you paid it off for?
They just all paid it off. I'm still paying my parents off. I put $6,000 down, and then my parents paid the rest. So I've just been working to pay them back.
Oh, I got you.
But I put $2,000 in mods of my own money onto it so far. Like, I got a new exhaust. I tuned it. I put a cold air intake in it. Done a shit ton of stuff.
I'm trying to like go find someone that can like sell it used, because I don't want to go to like the dealership, because that's like the worst way to buy your cars.
Yeah, I mean, if you go on like a bunch, or I mean, I got really lucky with my car because I went to the Volkswagen dealership because that's where my cousin works. My cousin's friend works there, and he like the plug for all the other dealerships, and they had a Mustang that they were using to like just show off the Mustang. So no one had ever driven it except for the dealership, maybe a couple of times. And so they just sold us that like brand new condition for the used price. So we got really lucky with that, but I'm sure you could find a lot of good ones.
So annoying, not like annoying, but like it hurts your head when like you think about the topic, like, damn, what the fuck am I going to do like in the next 5 years? What's my financial income and all that stuff? Cause like now you get to like the point where you really got to start thinking about that. Cause like I went to college, I've been in college for like however long it is since this Corona thing started. And it just seems like some people got their shit figured out and other people just like don't give a fuck and only care about when's the next time they get drunk. And like, I definitely love partying and having a great time, but like, I feel like I'm a little lost in the sauce about like what's going to be like my next 5 year plan.
I feel like, I mean, it's a lot to think about, but like, I know everyone says it, but you have time and like eventually you'll figure it out. Like, even if you get out of college and you just, like, start taking, like, jobs that you got from your degree in college, and even if you don't like that at all, you can always switch and just, like, figure out your passion.
Right. Yeah, like, 21 Savage is, like, 28, and he's filthy rich. He has a whole 9 years older than me. I got time.
Like, you're a freshman in college, about to be a sophomore. Like, just enjoy it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah, you can enjoy it, but, like, if you spend a little less time enjoying, you could probably make a little more time making money.
I mean, yeah, but like you gotta don't enjoy and just get shit faced every night, but like enjoy and just figure out your passion. Like do different things. Like try getting or doing shit to your car, see if that's your passion, or like do the music, see if that reignites your passion, or just like try different shit, you know? You'll eventually figure out what really makes you happy and like what just keeps you up at night thinking about it.
I'm about to hit Ashwin back up and be like, can I come over and see what's the new track sounding like since the last time I started music?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just have fun with it. Like, even like little stupid shit. Like, I found this site where it's called Canva, and you can just like make some bomb ass like logos and shit, and just like the posts I've been putting on the undeveloped Instagram, how they look kind of like professional. I've just been spending like 30 minutes a day just fucking around with that, and I don't know. It's pretty fun just like doing something that looks like it looks good. And then you're just like, wow, I did that. I worked on that. It looks pretty professional.
Yeah.
You got any TV shows or movies that really like embody who you are, like have changed you?
Definitely All American. Holy shit, that TV show is good.
I fucking love that show.
Dude, oh my goodness. It's so good.
I just finished it.
Who's the main character again?
Spencer.
Spencer, dude. I feel like I'm Spencer because, like, at the end of the day, I feel like I've been raised at the point where it's like, yeah, you have to be successful, but also raise your parents. I feel like with a lot of, like, Caucasian people or just, like regular American people that aren't, like, Asian, I feel like their mindset is, like, you know, once I'm 18 or, like, whenever, I have to go out the house, be on my own. But they don't, like, really, like, go back to support their, like, parents for, like, the big time because they still have to support themselves. But for, like, Asian people, it's, like, I would rather drive a Prius and let my dad drive a Ferrari kind of vibe, you know?
Oh, really? That's...
It's just that kind of, like, I wouldn't say manners, but I would say, like, respect culture-wise. But I feel like I'd be like Spencer because, like, he does everything purely for his mom and, like, the success for the future. And he has, like, so many, like, failures, I guess, like, when he broke his arm and stuff like that. So I guess, like, everybody. It's just, like, you go through a bunch of shit, but at the end, you got to push.
Yeah, my goal in life is to, like, have a successful life, get married, settle down, and then come back and just, like, make my parents, like, pay them back. Like, get them a house. I'm not going to send them to no fucking whatever it's called where they just sit there and rot. I'm going to, like, buy them a nice house, get someone to take care of them. I don't know. I'm gonna treat them right when I get older. Once I have the money to do that, I'm definitely going to. That'll be the first thing I do with my money.
Yeah, I feel bad for people that put their parents in elderly homes. It's just like, damn, they raised you for all this and this is what you do?
Yeah. Like, I get it if they're, like, really old, like, where they need to be there because they're, like, maybe senile. But, like, if they're in, like, just, like, I don't even know, like, you just don't want to deal with them, then that's fucked up. The movie that I've always loved, I don't know why, it doesn't really have to do with anything, but it's Grease. That movie, it's just so bad. That's kind of, like, why I like Cars, just because of Grease. And I like that whole, have you ever seen that movie?
No, what's it about?
Oh, it's like a musical, but it's like a... These people, like, I don't even know how to say it. Like, I don't know how to describe it. But there's a scene where they're, like, in a garage making this dope-ass car. And then they, like, race another car. And, dude, I don't know. And that just, like, triggered me. And I was like, I want to get into cars and shit.
Dude, lately I've been thinking about, like, buying salvage cars. Like, kind of beaten down and shit. And rebuilding them.
We are going to do that. But the thing with that is it's so fucking expensive. And then... Like, you can either build a new car and do all this, or you can get the car that you have now and just build that so it's, like, working even better and it's just better than ever. Or you can just, you know, I'd rather do that than just start over on a whole new car and there's a chance that it doesn't even end up running for years. How's college been? Have you done any, like, crazy stuff in college so far?
It's a ride. That's all I gotta say. dude. Shit's crazy. First week of college, it was like rush week, and I was just chilling at a Darty. Dude, women are so fine at Wilmington.
Oh, my girlfriend's going there, and my brother goes there.
Hell yeah, dude. Wilmington is just so, oh my God. And it's just like so easy to talk to people because, like, everyone's like, you know, they have that vibe where they're like very like Southern, like Southern hospitality. Like, hey, what's up? How you doing? My name is blah, blah, blah. And like, you know, they're not like mean people, I guess. It's just a good environment, woman.
Yeah.
It's like a vacation spot, but you also get your shit done.
Are there any crazy party stories there so far?
Crazy party stories? Man, I think someone got hit by a car at a party one night.
Yes?
I don't know what happened, but I heard people, there was, like, rumors. I didn't, like, care to, like, look into, like, the news. But, like, I think it was, like, the second week or so. And, like, someone got hit at a party. that's pretty much it.
Where my brother lives in Wilmington, I don't know where exactly he lives, but there was, like, this gang shootout right outside his building. And then, like, the next week, they were at this party, and this dude pulled out brass knuckles and started beating the shit out of someone. I was like, what the fuck is going on over there?
Oh, damn. Yeah, I'm not getting beat up by no brass knuckles. But the first time that I got into a fight was actually in Wilmington. It wasn't, like, a fight. It was with some homies, and, like, we had to, like, slap out each other. But it turned into almost a fight because, like, the slaps got physical as hell. All I remember was a homie hit me down the first time. I got knocked the fuck out, slapped the hell out. And then I just, like, woke up up and like did some like 360 spin Jackie Chan style slap move on him. I just thought that was shit. That shit was lit, bro. After that like slap box match, I was like, yo, I fought with this place.
It's like your initiation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's funny as hell. Have you gotten, that was your first fight? Have you gotten any other fights like
ever? No, I've never gotten to no real fight. I don't throw hands. I speak to people because people are stupid and like words are so much better.
Yeah, facts, facts.
So, like, if someone wants to like square up or something, I'll be like, bro, I'm gonna put like three facts down and this is why we should not do it and this is why you look goofy right now.
Earlier this year, some kid wanted to fight me and I was like, dude, there's no point in fighting. Like, we're gonna get in trouble and like, I don't know. I don't want to fight anyone right now. I only want to fight someone if I'm really passionate about it. Like, he's, like, being racist or some shit, and then I just throw a punch. Like, that shit would be fun, but
nothing. My good friend Corey Yu, he went to Chapel Hill. He dropped out because the homie makes, like, his own, like, financial, like, So, like, you don't need to go to college, which I'm so happy for him because, like, that's a lot of balls. But we were playing basketball at UNC Wellness Center one time, and homie like punched this kid. I forgot what his name was. I think it was his name was Noah Varner. He went to PC, but like he was being racist and shit, and my homie like soccer knocked him. Yeah, that shit was chill. That's the only time I've seen someone like get physical because of racism. Me, like, I get angry at certain shit, but like, I'm mostly chill because I'm mostly
high.
But like, if someone's racist, like pure out racist, like, yo, look at you, you a chink, you got small eyes, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't get physical. I'm gonna roast you back. Like if a white suburban woman comes up to my face, no, literally the other day I was driving like 5 past the speed limit in my neighborhood. A woman gets up. And out of her chair, because she's in her driveway, she screams, slow down, like a really aggressive voice. Bro, I went only 5, like maybe 6 or 7, but like not crazy amount over the speed limit in the neighborhood. I heard what she said, screaming out the driveway, because like, I think her like family was just chilling on the driveway. But I reversed back, and then I just yelled at them, and I said, woman, I'm going like 5 or 6 over the speed limit. Can you mind your damn business? And then she sat back down, and I turned up the music and then drove away. But, like, there's some people are so extra. That wasn't even racist, but it's just, like when people want to be anal, bro, just deal them with more anal.
I hate people, like, in my neighborhood. Or, no, like, I was driving my girlfriend's house the other day, and I'm literally going the speed limit, but my car is a little louder than every other one of their fucking minivans. And I'm going 25 into 25. And he starts flailing his arms all aggressive and shit, telling me to slow down. And I just looked at it. I'm like, what, dude? I'm literally going the speed limit. Just sit the fuck down. Why are people so, like, when they get to a certain age, they just stop having fun and just start disrespecting everything. It pisses me off.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Have you ever been to a car show, like Durham Meets or anything?
I want to go because, like, those things look cool as hell. Just see some random foreigners. I just don't keep track of it, so I don't know, like, when they be linking up and stuff like that.
But, you know, you should go. They're a lot of fun. I went to one. I've been to, like, 3 or 4, but they go to, like, one time there's this guy, he had a cop car, like an old one, like a Crown Vic, and he just put on his lights and just started doing donuts. That shit was so funny.
Hilarious. Well, I want to pull up to one of those because, like, I want to, like, be in that environment where, like, people look at my cars and like, damn, that's a Benz. But I look at that dude's car, I'm like, damn, that's a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
So I'm not that, like, yeah, like, I have a cool car and shit, but like in high school, everyone's be like, oh yeah, Mercedes. I'm just like, yeah, but that's just a car. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, I know people that go to Gibbons and that bitch drives a fucking G Wagon, like a white brand new G Wagon. I'm just like, I ain't comparing it to that.
One time I went to one of their car shows or car meets, and this dude was checking on my car, and he's like, oh, that's a nice car. And I'm like, yeah, thanks, because I just put the racing stripes on it. And he gets behind my car, and he's talking with his friend, and one of his friends pushes him into my spoiler and cracks the – you know how, like, it has, like, the little parts in the back? Yeah. He cracks one of the parts off, and it snaps off. And I jump out, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck, dude? Why are you, like, breaking shit? And my spoiler's just, like, broken in half. And the dude's like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? So he ended up paying me like $100 to fix it. And I fixed it for like 20 and paid him the rest back. But like, people have no respect sometimes. Yeah. It got rowdy at that one.
How are you doing with your girlfriend?
I'm doing great. We've been better, but this virus is like keeping us apart, but yeah. It's been chill. You want to hear something crazy? My friend Tommy, he found 4 kittens, like 5-week-old kittens in his backyard yesterday. And my family's like, yeah, we'll like house them because they had none of the supplies and we have like the milk and shit. And so right now we have 3 5-week-old kittens, like the size of my hand, living in our house.
Crazy. Are you going to give them out?
Yeah, we're going to find them homes. But right now they're chilling. They're the fucking cutest things I've ever seen.
What color are they?
There's 2 tuxedo ones, like black and white. And then there's one that looks like a tiger. So they call me Joe Exotic now. I got a new title.
That's wild. I've been wanting a dog recently, but like a cat could be chill. Less work, less money.
Nah, I still fuck with dogs more than cats. Like if you train them right, like a nice German Shepherd, that'd be so sick. You do anything for Easter today?
Nope. We don't celebrate Easter.
Yeah. I mean, we don't really either. We just fucking have a big breakfast and that's all.
Yeah.
It's been chill though.
Dude, lately I've been like trying to be a Instagram like social influencer and well, just like a social media influencer and like do those pranks and donation, just like a mix of like Mr. Beast, Milk Boys, and like add some cars and then blogging and like my main profile will be Instagram, platform would be Instagram, but like, I'm thinking about going to YouTube, because YouTube you can make money off of your views, but like Instagram is just kind of like your branding and platform and all that. I've been thinking about doing the social media for the support that you can just make so many ways of passive income. Like if you blow up and you can make your own brand, literally if I kept with AZ and make some cool logo t-shirts, like
that's what I'm thinking. I want to make some t-shirts if right, this thing starts blowing up.
Yeah, anything. And then, like, with the pranks, just have a cameraman, have some funny-ass script, go to Walmart, and be a dumbass. With cars, just go to shows, like, meet people with cool cars, do some cool edits at cool places, and, like, yeah, it's literally all, like, a vision for me, but, like, you need a team, because, like, you can have individual friends, but, like, y'all views got to be similar. Like, why do you think Jake Paul is so famous? Because he had a team. What do you think? Lil Huddy is so famous on TikTok. He had a team after he made a few videos and then bought Hype House and then made him even more famous and shit like that. Like, mm-hmm. A team is very important. Doing it individually is really hard.
Yeah. Me and I have a co-host on this podcast named Kush. He couldn't show up today just because he's busy as fuck right now, but...
Indian and big?
What?
Kush Indian and big?
Yeah.
I know him, bro.
Yeah, that's my boy. Him and I have been working on this. And then at one point, I had another host named Matthew. And we've just been running the Instagram account and just working on this. It's been, like, oh, having a team is good because you have someone to rely on to, like, put as much work in as you.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, I think we have enough stuff. We talked a lot about just your rap career and, like, what it's like being an Asian American where we live and just in society in general. It's been really informative. Yeah.
For sure, for sure. I appreciate your time, man. And I guess this is a good opportunity to not, like, put my voice up. Well, yeah, that. But also kind of give myself a reality check and be like, all right, word. I got someone to talk to about certain things, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's good to have someone to talk to. It's nice to get my thoughts out, you know?
All right, bro. All right, thanks for listening. Cover your mouth, wash your hands.
Amen. Peace.